Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 69, Fiddling Around. But first, of course, I want to say a couple of things outside of the story. I've had a few people contact me telling me that they were looking for me at the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival, but didn't find me. And I must say that my way of dealing with the festival, i.e. going where the crowds aren't, probably limited the number of people who could actually find me, since I was where people weren't. Another woman said that she had been working at the fiber cell tables and was hoping to see me come by there, and I have to say that that was one area that I purposely avoided. I have had a bad habit of buying fleeces and keeping the fleeces in the van the entire time I was at the festival was kind of a good reminder that I didn't need to get any more fleeces. So I apologize if you were there and you didn't see me because of my tactics. Now to today's story. When Wayne and I were first moving in together, he was surveying my belongings with this critical eye. It was more like, I'm not sure I want her to bring all of her stuff into my space kind of thing. And he kept looking at things and trying to figure out what I could get rid of. Now, I'm a pack rat. I will admit this openly that I am indeed a pack rat. I think part of it comes from moving around so many times and having so much of my life thrown away every 3 to 6 years that now that I can actually hold on to things, I really like to hold on to them. And Wayne has not much room to complain because although he claims he's a collector and not a pack rat, I'm sorry, these are just different words for the same thing. He likes his stuff as well. So I was somewhat getting annoyed at him, and he was looking around at my stuff, and he found a violin case, and he said, "What in the world is this?" And I said, "That's my violin." And he said, "But I've never seen you play the violin." Now, we had only been together for a couple of months. I did a lot of things he hadn't seen me do up to that point, but I will give him some credit on this because, to tell you the truth, I very rarely play the violin. And I said, "That doesn't matter. It's mine." He's like, "But can't you get rid of it? Maybe you can sell it. Maybe you can make some money on it." And I was like, "No." He's like, "Well, do you even know how to play the violin?" And I said, "Yes, my grandfather taught me how to play the violin." And he kind of cocked an eye, and I said, "There's a story there. When I was in college, I went to a college that was close to where my parents grew up. I didn't know my extended family growing up because we lived all over the country and very far away from them. So when I went to college, I had an opportunity to actually get to know my extended family. And one person in my family that I really did click with was my Uncle Lou. And every time I went into the main city to do shopping or go catch a movie or anything, I would usually call him up and try to get together with him for a cup of coffee or just a few minutes to sit around and chat. Well, I had arranged to get together with my Uncle Lou, and I went over one day, and he told me that he had to go see my grandfather. My grandfather had just moved into an assisted living community, and there was some paperwork and some stuff that my uncle needed to go take care of. My grandfather was, at the time, 85 years old. We go over to see my grandfather, and I don't know my grandfather. I only have a few memories of any time that I spent with my grandfather at all from my childhood. I knew that my grandfather loved music, and he used to always send us musical instruments for Christmas. I got harmonicas and recorders and things like that. I also remember that when I was a very young girl, about 6 or 7 years old, my grandfather took me fishing, and I hooked myself, and I fell into the creek, and I was completely baffled by the fact that we didn't catch any fish. So those are the only real memories I had of my grandfather, and being the shy person I was, I didn't quite know how to even really talk to this person. But my uncle was insistent that I should go and spend some time with my grandfather, and he packs me up in the car, and we drive on over there, and then he dumps me off into my grandfather's room. Now, I look an awful lot like my mother, so my grandfather knew who I was. It was just, I didn't really know who he was. And he sat me down, and he had a violin in his lap, and he said, I was about to practice my violin. Do you know how to play? And I said, no, I don't. And he said, oh, well, let me teach you. And he reached under his bed, and he pulled out another violin case. He opened it up, and he put the violin in my lap, and he says, now the first thing you have to do is rosin up your bow. And he showed me the rosin and the bow and how to rosin my bow. And I rosined my bow. And he says, okay, now let's play. And he started with the violin on his lap, just sawing away at it, making the biggest ruckus you ever heard. And I said, oh, I think I can do this. So I start sawing away, and we're just smiling at each other. And then I, you know, was looking at the frets, and I was wondering, you know, well, I wonder how much I can really affect the sound by, you know, moving my fingers along the frets. So I'm moving my fingers along the frets, and we're sawing away, and this is a great way to not have to talk to someone you don't know. And I'm having a grand old time. And my uncle peeks his head around the corner and just kind of shakes his head at us. And he says, well, Carrie, we need to go. And I said, okay. And I thanked my grandfather for showing me how to play the violin. And I started to give it back to him. And he says, no, no, no. You're good at that. You go home and you practice. So that's how I learned how to play the fiddle. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. If you would rather send me an email, my email address is Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I also have a voicemail number. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.